top stories on ABC News. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will send two letters to the European Union before midnight in Brussels. The one he's been forced to send, requesting an extension to Britain's departure from the bloc, will not carry his signature. It comes after the UK Parliament rejected his Brexit deal, and he's now legally obliged to ask for a delay. The President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk, has confirmed he's received the letter and is now consulting with EU leaders.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will hold bilateral talks with Indonesia's president this morning during a flying visit to attend Joko Widodo's inauguration for a second term. The talks are expected to focus on issues of security, joint efforts to protect maritime borders, and moves to ratify the Australia-Indonesia Economic Partnership Agreement signed in March.
Five police officers are in hospital. Seven other people are in custody following a brawl outside a hotel in Sydney's CBD. Now, authorities were called to Potts Point at around 11:30 last night following reports of a disturbance. A fight broke out, leaving one police officer with an arm injury, four with suspected head injuries.
And Aussie rugby fans heartbroken. The Wallabies Rugby World Cup campaign's over, losing 40 points to 16 against England in their quarter-final clash in Japan. Pressure is now mounting on Australian coach Michael Checker, who said he'd resign if his team didn't win the tournament.